Tablet 5. The moment a person becomes a universalist, he will look at the whole universe as his own body. He then will be able to feel about the universe exactly the same way as the Lord God feels about it. Only then can he see the perfection of this universe and understand the realities behind all the things that are in it. Even the power of the Tamaguna, the attraction of Maya, and all things happening will be clearly revealed to him. So he will be beyond this universal suffering. He will not be affected by anything in this world. He will become pure in heart, Matthew 5:8, and he shall see God, Matthew 5:8, because he feels like God himself. However, he is not yet in the state of pure consciousness. There is a pitfall to overcome. This stage is related to our fifth seal, the nine-armed star, which is the symbol of universalism. The pitfall in this stage is forgetfulness of the struggle the person himself went through to reach this point. Now, the person knows the reason behind all things happening. He even understands why tribulation is necessary for the human to reach the point of realizing that the only way is God's way. So he might become just an observer and enjoy the happenings in the universe. He might not become engaged in guiding others to this higher realization. Instead, he thinks that all these things should take their natural course toward perfection. He forgets that the natural course can be accelerated by some application of force. That is what Revelation 3:3 is trying to reveal to the person. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. So remember the struggle and the way you went through it yourself to come to this point, and remember the way you received and heard all these realizations. So hold fast, which means hold fast in this remembering. And do not just sit and try to enjoy what you have gained. Repent being this way and help others reach this realization also. What that verse means is that the goal of the life is to become divine and also help others to become divine. By overcoming this pitfall in the fifth stage, the person will come to the sixth stage. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Revelation 3:5. By this achievement, the person will become a paravipra. So, a paravipra is a realized person who helps others reach higher consciousness with his dynamic personality and the radiance of truth coming from him. He will be given a white raiment, pure personality, and his name will be written in the book of life forever. He will be included as a saint. He will be in the last stage of becoming a son of God. Confess his name before my Father and before his angels. By overcoming the pitfall of the fifth stage, the person enters the sixth stage, which is symbolized by the sixth seal in the greatest sign. This is the sign of the paravipras, those spiritualists who dynamically work to bring humanity to pure consciousness. In the sign of paravipra, the triangle upward symbolizes the ability to reach out in order to help others, and the triangle downward symbolizes justness and spiritual depth. The sun symbolizes the rising of the deeper spiritual knowledge and understanding, and the lotustica is the symbol of spiritual victory through these understandings. These people are the ones who are called the peacemakers, Matthew 5:9, because they try to bring peace and harmony to the world. They shall be called the children of God, Matthew 5:9. They will enter the state of pure consciousness.